But let's jump back to his father.
James A. Chapman.
Right. What kind of a person was James Chapman?
Well, I didn't know him well, but I did meet him on a few occasions. But he was very quiet, very much a gentleman, always had a suit on, except when he went to his ranch, and usually a vest. He was very inconspicuous. You see Jim Chapman walking down the street, or his son, Alan Chapman, you would never know that they were of vast wealth. The way I met him the first time was in the first year that I was working for his son. His confidant and attorney and front man for him was John Rogers. John Rogers was an attorney. In fact, I think was instrumental in starting the University of Tulsa Law School, first dean. But I get a call one afternoon as I'm in my office for H.A. Chapman from Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers also was a quiet man and very gentlemanly, and asked if I had time the next afternoon around 2:30, if I could come over to the James Chapman offices. Mr. Chapman would like to visit with me. I told him that I'd be happy to do that. So I hung up and immediately called my employer, James Chapman's son, H.A. Chapman, and I told him that I'd talked to Mr. Rogers, who he knew well, and that Mr. Rogers wanted me to come over tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 and see his father. I said, Mr. Chapman, your dad and I have never met. He knows nothing about me. I can't imagine what he wants to visit with me about, because I have nothing to do with his business, and you and he don't have any joint ventures. Mr. Chapman smiled, and he says, Don, if Dad wants to see you tomorrow, he probably knows more about you than your mother knows. Well, that frightened me just a little, because, you know, I got to thinking about what have I done now. But I went over, went to Mr. Chapman's office. He came from behind his desk, and we sat out in two chairs in front of the desk, and we just visited in general. When I left, I was very comfortable, and I could see that he was just wondering where I came from, what my father and mother did, where they were educated, if I had brothers and sisters, just general information about me. He was interested in knowing who was going to be working with his son.
Was that as you were getting connected with H.A. Chapman?
I had been there 6-8 months.
He just wanted to know, didn't he?
He just wanted to know, but it was a very casual, friendly, low-key meeting.
You were given his blessing.
Apparently.
If he didn't care for you, he might have told his son, this is not the guy.
Yeah, that's correct.
So unbeknownst to you, you were passing a bigger test than you knew.
That's right. Basically, that was because of my age.
And how old would you have been?
Oh, I would have been 22, 20. I was just out of college.
That was your one meeting with Mr. Chapman. Did you meet him again?
Yes. I was over at their office visiting with Mr. Rogers and would see him and just a cordial hello and how are you, Don? And very at ease, simple meetings, but they weren't scheduled.